Hello, this is Sean, back again with a new podcast, A Windy Walk with Sean. Today, let's just start with a question. What would you do differently if you get a chance to reborn? I mean, to just restart again from your childhood. I mean, where exactly would you take that road which you probably decided against? Would you change something? Or would you just keep the same life? I think, for me, the decision I've made, even if they were a bit messed up, I'm happy with that because it had given me the opportunity to learn something from that. So, when you make a decision, and let's say you just realize that's probably not the best decision, let's just, I understand, that kind of disappointment you normally have. But if we could just for a moment realize, rethink about it, and just think about what we got from that. I mean, the disappointment apart, but as a lesson, what we have learned from that. So I think, for me, I think I'm all right. I'm satisfied with the way my life has been moving on. And I see that probably in the future, of course, everyone is going to make decisions and it's not for sure how right these decisions will be. So probably it would be the same for me if I'll make some bad decisions in the future. I think it will be an opportunity for me to learn more. So that's about me. Now, what do you guys think you're going to do if you have a chance to go back into the past? Let's say you just have that time machine or something. You just go back into the past and you have to, you have to think about the decisions and you go straight over there. Whether you change those decisions or whether you just take it again and try harder or probably fail again, And get a different lesson from those failures. So that's something important. When you encounter a failure, tackle it head on and learn from your mistakes. Realize that every idea that pops up in your mind isn't going to work. Take the time to organize your thoughts after a failure and realize what you did wrong. Above all else, be willing to learn and grow. Now, why learning from your failures is important? Of course, failure doesn't feel good. Not accomplishing your dreams can leave you feeling unmotivated or ill-motivated, but you can look at it another way. If you fail, you open yourself up to learning from it. It may seem paradoxical, but learning from failures teaches you unique and vital lessons. For example, it fosters creativity. If you fail by taking a route traditionally associated with success, you might have to embark on a novel path when you try again. This requires creativity. Starting a new business after a failure can require trying unfamiliar methods. And some say that this kind of creativity is key to business success. You can learn who to trust. As a businessman, it is very important, it is vital to understand the right people, to understand who you could trust actually. You could understand the values at a basic level. If you fail, you haven't shown enough of your values. And you learn from listening to yourself. Some say you have to listen to some important people, you have to read books. I think sometime you have to listen to yourself. Shame can accompany failure, but only if you let it. I mean, learn to tune out any non-constructive negative feedback that comes from failing. Building self-trust can boost your confidence when you can try and try again, which may lead to future success. important thing is you should never ever give up on your dreams. Now, failures, as I've mentioned, is not the best thing, not the best feeling, but you could become more resilient. Failure is painful. Over time, failure can build resilience, which is why the pain is a little less each time it occurs. With this resilience comes more fearlessness to get back and try again. And that's when I say, keep on trying, keep on trying. Never, ever give up. You will learn what to do better next time.